Every dog deserves a second chance, and down on his farm, in his sheep farm in Gunnymara I Gunti na Galava, sheep farmer Gerard Coyne is giving rescue dogs a second chance at life and a second chance to be trained as a working dog on his farm. He works with Modra, a dog rescue charity in Galway, and although everyone appreciates what he does with these rescue dogs, this charity is now funding a free spaying programme for suitable female dogs in Galway to avoid having so many abandoned puppies in the future. When Lorna Siggins went to visit Gerard, she was warned not to wear her best clothes. She soon found out why.
This is Tim. This is Lucky the Devil.
Yeah.
This is Bess, but we call her Mrs. Two Shoes. Misha, Rosie, Misha, Finn, there's Millie, there's Tiny and Tim, they're twins.
Come on, hang on.
Come in. Oh, they attack the car. Come in. Come on, pups.
So with the pups, how many have we got all together?
10 all together now. I did tell you not to come dressed.
Every one of the many dogs that have come through Gerard and Mary Coyne's household near Cleggan has a story. And Gerard recalls the day that he got a call about an abandoned pup near Clifton.
And then I saw those two walkers coming across the hill, so I waited. They were from Belfast. They were wondering what they were going to do. Oh yeah, they said, there's a little dog down by the river and we think it's sick. So we walked down and this little thing got up and took off to run afraid of us. She couldn't go, she fell, she was that weak. So I went up and I spoke to her. And I think we had her here a couple of weeks, washing her maybe every second day until we get the smell off her. But she was to be on the leash for rehoming and all that, but we had to keep her so long. And I mean, then she started getting the thrusters and we couldn't move her on.
She couldn't move her on then.
Fern? Where's she gone now?
Do they ever bite with each other?
They do have little growly growls.
Just little warning growls?
Little warning growls. This is Glyn now. Glyn is a rescue. I can go into the field now and I say him, if I don't want him to do any work, I can tell him to stay at the gate and not come in.
Right.
Like, there's no work today. The fact that he had got that bit older and a bit boisterous and hadn't been trained, it's a bit slower. And I said, the old man, back in 1968, I got a little white dog pup. I called her Patch. She had a white black spot on top of her head. And I asked the old farmer across the way, John, I was always fascinated by John's dogs. And I said, how will I train this? He said, take her in by the fire. Talk to the dog, he said. When you get the dog on your side, then he says, you can train it.
So you sort of bond with the dog first?
Yes, you get the dog on your side.
Right.
To trust you.
To trust you.
And that's
okay.
A bit harder to do. It takes a bit longer to do that than with the rescue ones.
So you don't start training them immediately. You wait, let them
you
relax.
You wait and give them a bit of a life and tell them who's boss. The treat is a lot better
than the
stick. When I go back now, take these puppies to the field, I'll bring the little treat. When you're training the likes of these fellas, the treat works wonders. And now they're on your side.
So it's patience?
Patience. If there's fear in a dog, you can't train it.
Right.
No.
Okay.
No. Takes that bit longer when they've got a bad start.
Right.
Yeah.
And you reckon they've got a big vocabulary then?
If I want him to do something, that command has to be one word. Or so years ago I was training Sue, she's gone now, and I saw this fella sitting on the fence watching. I said, who's that fella? So when I finished and I went down and I said to him, how many marks do you give me? I pretended he was like someone that was, oh yes, he says, I give the dog 9 out of 10, he said, but I'd only give you 5 out of 10. Oh, I said, why is that? He said, you said 2 words there, he says, for the one command. He says, whatever word you associate with a command, he says, whether spuds or bananas, he says, keep that word like, you know.
Okay, so yeah, instead of like get down, it would be down.
Down. Like if you want to say away, to go out and to the left. It doesn't matter what words you use. It's usually away, come by, left, right, you know, drive, sit, stay.
Are you listening?
Yes, he's listening.
Do you agree?
Yes. This is Robert, my reigning sheepdog. Now, those three young ones are good makings of sheepdogs.
Right.
Yeah, they'll be in training now. I have tried them out, but they're totally different personalities, the three of them. Like Rosie is, like, I'll do it my way. She's very polite. Misha then, he'll defy you, like, look, how dare you talk to me like that? And then Finn is like, he's scared of everything. He's afraid. He's worried. Yeah.
Are they from the same litter?
They're the same litter, the three of them. Right. They were puppies that were to be disposed of. And a lady alerted us and we got them. And they were a long time sick and going to the vet. And we got to like them. And the other two that you met here, Tiny and Tim, they're the oldest. They were in a bag, a plastic bag. Yeah.
So you don't really mean to have so many dogs, but...
No, but you see, now we've had a lot of dogs that's gone through and gone off to good homes. Rob and Skippy are mates. They stay together. They do everything together. But Rob growls at him all day long. That's Skippy, the hero.
You're the hero.
The poor fella, I'm always criticising him that he never done anything right.
Tell me all about what happened now.
Skippy broke the rules, but probably saved Gerard's life.
I had a sore foot and I slipped out in the field and I got hurt. And the cow came up to investigate and then she panicked. And she tried to lie on me. And I couldn't get up. And I had the dogs told not to come into the field. I was moving the cows and I didn't want any dogs interference. And the next thing, over the wall, like Batman, came this flying Skippy. And intercepted the cow, caught her by the lip. Gave me a chance to escape. Yeah.
Cow by the lip?
Yeah, he just caught her, you know, by the... like that. Jumped up. He doesn't do what he's told, though. Sit.
Isn't that an amazing story? And that is where we got this morning's headline from: Dog Rescue Hero Saved by Rescue Hero Dog Called Skippy. Lorna Siggins there in Gerard's Kitchen. If you think your female dog in Galway would qualify for their free spaying programme in Modra, the details are on modra.ie.